Restoring My Soul, Wednesday, the 1st of September. Becoming part of the bride. On the day of Pentecost, a great multitude of people received the message of the Apostle Peter. They were born again and were baptized into the name of Jesus. A person who is born again and baptized into Christ is raised and seated with him in heavenly places. The temple of his body is the context of their priestly work, where they present themselves as a living sacrifice and prove the will of God, which is their sanctification as a son of God. They also became part of the bride of Christ as they drew near to him with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having their hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and their body washed with pure water through the ministry of the fountain for sin and uncleanness that flows from Christ's side. This is the ministry of the washing of the water by the Word through the headship of Christ in the church. The multitude who received Peter's ministry on the day of Pentecost became members of the church in Jerusalem, which was the local expression of the bride of Christ. Significantly, they were no longer citizens of the natural Jerusalem, which the Apostle Paul described as Hagar, the bondwoman, whose children were in bondage under the Old Covenant. They were now citizens of the Jerusalem from above, the bride of Christ, who is the mother of the sons of God. This is true for every person who is born of God and baptized into Christ. As part of the bride of Christ, we are joined to the travail through which others on earth are brought forth as sons of God through the gospel. We note, for example, that as the members of the church continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers, the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 2 verse 41, Ephesians chapter 2 verses 4 to 6, Romans chapter 12 verses 1 to 2, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 22, Ephesians chapter 5 verses 25 to 27, Galatians chapter 4 verse 26, Galatians chapter 4 verse 19, Acts chapter 2 verse 40, and Acts chapter 2 verses 46 to 47. For further study, Acts chapter 2.